This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Well, you could read tonight the farm bill if you wanted to, the Senate version, all 1,006 pages, or you can watch the markup of it in Washington tomorrow. I'll talk about it coming up after this. I know a lot of farm families that have some great traditions of summer, like working in the garden together, canning the produce from the garden together, going to the summertime festivals and fairs, showing livestock at those fairs together. One thing I remember so well was Dad teaching us to care for the equipment on the farm, to get as much use out of it as possible. And Mystic Lubricants have been doing that for one generation of farmers after another. Mystic's legendary JT6 greases have found their place on many farms, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. That's mysticlubes.com. Tomorrow in Washington, 8:30 Central Time, they'll start the markup of the Farm Bill in the Senate Agriculture Committee. Last week, both the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee and the ranking minority member put out statements about this bill. Chairman Roberts said, "When ranking member Stabenow and I started this journey in Manhattan, Kansas last year, we made a commitment to make tough choices and produce a good bipartisan farm bill." Roberts went on to say, "I'm pleased," as he said last week, "that today marks a big step in the process to get a farm bill reauthorized on time." He said, "Whether it's low prices, burdensome regulations, or unpredictable trade markets, it's no secret that farmers and ranchers are struggling." And Roberts said that's why we need a farm bill that works for all producers across all regions. And then ranking member Stabenow said, "From day one, Chairman Roberts and I agreed we could craft a bipartisan bill that works for farmers, families, and rural communities. The 2018 bipartisan Senate Farm Bill," she said, "goes above and beyond to provide certainty for rural America and our diverse agricultural economy in Michigan and throughout the country." Senator Stabenow said, "Revitalizing small towns, to promoting good stewardship of our land and water, to expanding local food economies." In her words, this farm bill is a major bipartisan victory. Of course, the House Agriculture Committee needs to take another run at it, and I believe the schedule shows them trying to do that next week. We'll see how the Senate gets along in its markup of the bill tomorrow. The Senate Ag Committee thus far is saying that the bill provides certainty for farmers and ranchers. It strengthens the integrity and food access for millions through the SNAP program. It strengthens voluntary conservation and forest management. And through investment in rural America, it will help that rural infrastructure, so say the senators. I'll be back after this.